Yeah, the 5-minute Torah is coming from the Halakha Sukkah this week. The Schus to be B'Tzel of the Mamnusa. In the Halakha Yismach Yisrael, so he explains that we all know this is Xeris Shava, Tesvav, Tesvav. And we learn from the Halachos of Pesach to the Halachos of Sukkot. And on Pesach, there's a Halacha that there's a Chiv to have Matzah Leil Tesvav. The 15th of Nisan, every person has a chiyuv to have matzah. So too, first night of Sukkot, Tezvav, Tishrei, there's a chiyuv to have food, to have bread in the Sukkah. Tezvav, Tezvav. The Halakha Yismach, and that's why the first night of Sukkot, Baruch Hashem, wasn't raining this year, but if it would have been, you have to wait a very long time. And even in the pouring rain, you have to eat to have bread in the Sukkah. The Yismach Yisrael says, we don't darshan gzer shavuz l'mechsa. If we're going to darshan gzer shava, it has to be a full drasha. It has to take all of the side points and all of the halachos from one to the other. So if we're going to learn that you have a chiv to eat from the chiv of matzah of Lel Seder to Sukkot, so too the matzah we know that Zohar tells us is michla de menusa. The matzah is the bread of amunah. The matzah represents our amunah of Hashem, that even in the darkest hours, b'mem tashar tumah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted us out of Mitzrayim. And that matzah is the bread of cheres, the bread of amunah, michl de menusa. So too, we make a gzer shava, tesvav, tesvav, our sukkah is seil de menusa. That our sukkah is a makom of amunah and bitachon b'Hashem. And that we leave our house of diras keva, we leave our house where we're protected, b'gashmi, to a makom, where we know that only the Eibishter is protecting us. To tell us we always have to be B'tachon Hashem. Always have to have Amun Hashem. In fact, that's why that was the mitzvah that the Goyim were tested with. The Gemara tells us, it's very famous, that the Goyim were given a mitzvah kala, a very simple mitzvah, the mitzvah of Sukkah. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a chama min artika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it very boiling hot, that they were mitzvah and had to leave the Sukkah. And they didn't just leave the Sukkah be'anivus, with humility. They left the sukkah and they kicked the sukkah. And they were angry at Hashem for bringing this hot sun that they couldn't be mekayim that mitzvah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a thing if He gave them such a mitzvah? The whole entire nisayon and the whole mitzvah given to them was a mitzvah to see what their true amun is. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us more than anything else. And what was it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to say, I'm going to give you mitzvah sukkah and go enjoy it. But then I'm going to bring the boiling hot that you can't do the mitzvah sukkah. And I want you to have the same amun and be talking to me. And not be upset. And not be destroyed. Whatever I bring your way, I want you to be besimcha. And I want you to have amun and be talking that I'm bringing to you. That's the amun and the bitachon of the sukkah. And we prepared for this by Yom HaKippurim. We know even before Yom Kippur, we had a mitzvah of eating, another mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. And I don't remember where I saw this Torah, but it's so strange. Erev Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a mitzvah to eat. Then comes Yom Kippur, a mitzvah to fast. It's like, what's the Ribbono Shel Olam doing to us? One moment I'm told to eat, one moment I'm told to fast, one moment from one to the next. It's all amun and bitachon Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see that whatever He asks us, He says, jump how high. And we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Amun and Bitachon in the best of times. We're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Amun and Bitachon in the more difficult times in the same exact way. And that's the Sukkah. And that's when a Yid could always have Simcha in his life. When I have Amun and Bitachon, no matter what's coming our way, I could always have a Simcha in my life. I could always be happy because Kol Madav Rechman Al Tav of it. Rav Melech Biderman, he brings down, it's on the bottom of the Sefer, you have to find it, that's where the gems are. And he says, until him, Lamed Beis, we say, Vaboteach Bashem, Chesed Yisoyvavanu. Someone who's Boteach Bashem, someone who has Bitachon Hashem, who trusts Hashem, Chesed Yisoyvavanu. Kindness will always surround him. What does that mean exactly? We're saying you have to have Emun and Bitachon no matter what, even the more difficult of times. Is it always going to be Chesed? Sometimes there are Nisyonos that come our way, trials and tribulations. Even those who have tremendous Bitachon. So he says, when you have a Choyla, when you have a sick person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives that sick person a trufa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a refuah, He gives him medication. So imagine when a person is physically sick and he has to take medication, but the medication that he's taking might be disgustingly bitter. It might be very mar, very bitter medication. So what do the pharmacists do? The pharmacists will go and add flavor and they'll surround the bitterness. They'll put it into a capsule, so you don't have to taste the bitterness of the medication that's helping you. So too, Rav Melech explains that if a person has bitachon, sometimes we have to go through difficult times and nisyonos. But if you truly have bitachon, that's going to be chesed yisavenu. That's going to surround any difficulty in your life, and you'll be able to handle it, and you'll be able to accept it, and realize kol ma'adavar chmal tav of it. There's going to be a good end in the end. This is some form of medication that I need for the time being. But how am I going to take the bitter medication and be able to handle it and be okay with it? If I have emunah and bitachon, that's going to be the capsule. That's going to be the chesed yisavenu that surrounds the difficult hour. Mir Hashem, each and every one of us, as we're in this beautiful Yantav, we have only a few days left in the Heilige Sukkah, the Sukkah of Amunah, the Sukkah of Bitachon, the Sukkah where we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm with you all the time, in the best of times or the more difficult times. If we have that, we'll be zoicha to the Zman Simchaseinu, the Simcha, not just of Sukkot, but Sfasem says, the Simcha of Sukkot is Shoeva, flows into the entire year. Each and every one of us will have Simcha the entire year with the Munah, with Bitachon Hashem, and we'll be Zoicha to no longer even have the Chesed Yisavenu, no longer need the capsule to surround the Tzar, but we'll be Zoicha to the Zman of Simchaseinu, Li'olam Voed, with B.S. Mashiach, B'mheir of Yemenu.
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, I shall be skoida.